Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So first up, this is not a way to do steak and lobster. Well, bug meat, you know, but steak. You don't do steak like this. A Florida man was arrested after a food fight at a steak and lobster house. Apparently, an 18-year-old Florida man of Delray Beach, Tampa Free Press, reports that the individual, Monroe County Sheriff's Office, got involved. He was at the Florida Keys Steak and Lobster House on Saturday, and apparently the entire group got in trouble. They were throwing bread and butter, newly painted walls and ceilings, causing $500 in damages, and they had to book him in jail on a misdemeanor. Who does that? Like, what kind of trash person are you to do this? Good heavens. That's inexcusable. You don't do that to steak or good butter and bread. What's the matter with you? A Florida man was driving 108 miles per hour on I-95 because, as he told police in Brevard County, Florida, he was in a hurry to see his lady. A 27-year-old Florida man was arrested. Axel Sobrevia of North Lauderdale. He was arrested on charges of reckless driving. A caller said a red Toyota Camry was weaving through traffic and driving in the emergency lane. They found him. They pulled him over. And he said he had to get to his girlfriend in North Carolina. He was in a hurry to see her. And that wasn't a good excuse for the cops. So they took him into custody. And he, instead of going to North Carolina to see his lady, he went to Brevard County Jail, where I'm sure someone would have been eager to make a girlfriend of him. Is that mean? Just saying. No, he probably was in there. They didn't say if he bonded out or anything. Let's see here. This Florida man broke into a home because he thought his dog was barking inside. Port Orange, Florida. The man was taken to jail on multiple charges. He broke into a Florida home. What he said, it was his dog barking in there. Janung Marrena, 32, was arrested by Port Orange police on charges of burglary of an occupied dwelling, providing a false name, and he had apparently an open warrant for reckless driving, too. So, like, 4 in the morning, homeowners called police, and they said, there's a guy who's trying to steal our dog. I would have gone John Wick on him. Yeah. He would not have been photographed sitting in jail. He'd have been in a bag. The homeowners told police that the man claimed that he walked from South Daytona looking for his stolen black pit bull. And then he heard the homeowner's yellow lab barking inside the house. And so he went through their backyard and then broke in. The yellow lab's name is Benny. And he was suspect was yelling at the homeowners, why would you take my dog? Why would you do that? And then there was a black lab and a yellow lab. And then the homeowner said he took yellow and he took the wrong one. And I told him this was my dog. And so anyway, he was arrested. The dogs are okay. I still would have John Wick. I'm not going to lie. Kel-Tec Sub 2K. We've talked about them for weeks. And you guys are very familiar with the Sub 2K. It's been shipping for a while now. And it's a 9mm carbine. It folds in half. When space is premium, this is something that you definitely can take with you and not have to worry about it. And the upgrades that they've made to the Gen 3 version, so you can still obviously fold your carbine in half, and you don't have to take off your favorite optics anymore to do so. You don't have to detach them. Simple twist and fold motion of that patent pending rotating forend in either direction folds it in half, and it also deploys it just as fast. You also have an upgraded aluminum trigger for a lightened 5-pound pull. Upgraded action. There's a redesigned operating handle. You got lightened action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open, all providing improved manipulation. You also have a new chamber indicator. Made in America, Florida-based, family-owned and operated. That is Kel-Tec. Very innovative indeed. And to learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Now, switching gears to the media, this has been one of the interesting media stories sometime. The CEO of NPR, first off, let me start with this. It happened with this, let me pull this up, this editorial that was published, Yuri Berliner, he published this over at the Free Press, right? And he was discussing how yes, there is bias at NPR. I mean, it was literally titled, quote, "I've been at NPR for 25 years. Here's how we lost America's trust." And he says that, you know, he fits the mold for NPR, et cetera. And he says it's always had a liberal bent. He says we were nerdy, but not knee-jerk activists or scolding. He goes, but it's changed in recent years. And he says that it hasn't always been this particularly bad. And he went through some of their hits, you know, Russiagate, the Mueller stuff, all of this. And, you know, he laid out a very good case of their ideology has actually tanked their credibility. And he talks about how NPR, I don't think that the government should be at all funding any kind of media entity, but he says that NPR lost the public's trust. Well, they suspended him. Their senior editor. They suspended him. Ichmann Einberliner. So he's been suspended because he was honest about what was going on over at NPR. And then NPR decided to write a story about how they suspended him. He publicly argued a week ago that the network had lost America's trust by approaching news stories with a rigidly progressive mindset, which was true. He did. So then everyone started looking at the CEO of NPR. And so they wrote this piece kind of as a like halfway defense for her. Her name's Catherine Maher. And I find it fascinating because the same left, and NPR's done this too, that always looks at the tweets and social media activity of everybody else, they decided to act offended because people were looking at Catherine Maher's social media activity. Some of the tweets, guys, that she has posted, and you can imagine it makes perfect sense now, are some of the dumbest things I've ever read in my life. I mean, she constantly tweets about DEI stuff, about race. She tweeted this, quote, "Airline business class demographics are such a pet peeve of mine. In the lounge and on the plane, usually over 80% male, usually white." Well, then, bitch, why don't you buy a ticket? Just buy the ticket. Change it up. Are you mad because the argument could be made that demo then, if that's what you perceive it to be, are essentially subsidizing the lower cost of your ticket because they're paying a more inflated price for their tickets. If you really wanted to do that. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that she writes about. It must be nice that having that to be your only first world problem. And that's not even a problem. That's stupid. It's usually male, usually for crying out loud. But she had all kinds. I mean, the tweets that she has put out there she's the CEO of a taxpayer funded entity. I want to know why my tax dollars that I had forcibly taken from me under penalty of threat by the government. And you would die if you knew how much I paid in tax. Oh, you guys would just die. Why the hell am I paying this Karen's salary? Why am I paying this broad salary? I mean, she's proof that you can go and get a degree and be uneducated. She sounds like a valley girl. She sounds like a bimbo. Her tweets read like a bimbo. The endless thought stream of some vapid, empty-headed, just bimbo. I don't know how else to put it. It's embarrassing as a woman to read her tweets because they're embarrassing. Like, who writes this kind of stuff? She goes, "Who was it that declared a fetus as genetically human from the point of conception?"
What?
This is the no, I'm literally reading it verbatim. This is the stuff that she.
Well, what's it supposed to be? A bird? The fetus?
A dolphin, apparently. You don't know until it comes out what it's going to be. It's like a pinata, right? You don't know.
Why is it the farther left you go, the more mentally ill you become? I don't understand.
Because there's a relationship there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it not obvious to everybody by now?
I mean, her tweets are, Twitchy has a roundup of them. And then the New York Times got mad because people were pointing out her insane tweets. I mean, they're actually quite ridiculous. And they're trying to make the story about, oh my gosh, these people are picking on this CEO of NPR. You guys picked on your senior editor. You guys picked on him because he had a thoughtful, well-reasoned, completely not confrontational, fact-based piece highlighting the far-left bias that dominates NPR. And NPR suspended him without pay. But apparently the New York Times doesn't think that's picking on someone. Or all of the other media out there, they don't think that's picking on someone. But if you cite the NPR CEO trying to ask, well, who was it that decided that fetuses, you know, that they were human? Like tweeting stuff like this. I just read you one. And being mad over who sits in business class and getting mad over pronouns and all of this stuff. I mean, I can't pick just like one to share. Like this is what she said. She goes, quote, I missed it. Who was it that declared a fetus was genetically human from the point of conception? Oh, my gosh.
Science and God.
Yeah, literally like science. And then she goes, white men, we really are pretty much the problem these days. This is the stuff she tweets. And then the New York Times and other media entities are shocked that people are picking up on this stuff. These are things that she tweeted really within the last year. And she willingly posted publicly on a social media platform. You guys don't get to make her the victim when you actually victimized your senior editor. Because he was honest. Ich bin ein Berliner indeed.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So first up, apparently there's proof that going vegan isn't actually better for you. Plant-based meat products are full of salt and fat, grossness, sadness, and hate. It's an actual study, don't you know? And probably full of soy. If you're a man, you're going to get breasts and your balls will go away. I'm being honest about it. I'm not Big Bird. Don't expect me to be like your pastor. This, you know what you're getting into when you listen to me, okay? So, yeah, it's a new study. They say going vegan won't improve your health. An experiment suggests plant-based meat products offer no clear benefit for heart health. None at all whatsoever. You're eating literally like manufactured mush that's colored and like the mash is shaped to look like meat. When you could just eat meat. I don't get it. Like the whole beyond. Yeah, it's beyond the imagination that anyone would eat this garbage. You're right. It is beyond. So they did the survey. It's like pointless. There's a reason why we have canine teeth. Let's see here. Suspects were busted in a pizza dough battery. I feel like you should be whipped for abusing good dough. So this guy was hit his roommate in the head with a wad of pizza dough. And apparently the roommate was a big sissy because he called the police and said that he was hurt because he had been hit by dough. I can't even make this up. This is over a smoking gun. This guy got arrested on a misdemeanor battery and he's still apparently locked up on a $1,150 bond. Are you serious? For pizza dough. Robosexuality is the thing. Everybody's gonna, oh my gosh, I have a story coming up in the third hour for you. So apparently people are, according to a British paper, now people who desperately want attention are saying that they want to be boyfriend and girlfriend with robots. Those are the people we should just put out on the mountain when the aliens come. Like, take these guys first. Take them. Speaking of like robot romance, now AI girlfriends, there's a billion-dollar AI girlfriend industry, which is one of the saddest things that I've ever heard. And also, why didn't I think of it? I'd be rich right now. I could have totally been rich. We were talking about SNL on break. I've not watched Saturday Night Live in over a decade. I feel like old Democrats watch it. Old, crusty, desiccated Democrats watch SNL. And then I saw a skit that Ryan Gosling was in. Apparently, was this all the same show, Steve? Was it Ryan Gosling and Chris Stapleton? It was all the same show. Huh. I want to know who their new writers are. Apparently, they got new writers. So there was one skit. We can't show you any of it because they'll demonetize us and claim copyright violation, even though it's fair use. But one finger salute, what of? So there was one skit in particular where It was Ryan Gosling and this other dude. It's a guy. It's like a new guy. Like Kenan Thompson, we all know. He's been there forever. He's like, he's hysterical. He was being interviewed as like this AI expert, and he's surrounded like this town hall style audience. And there are these two dudes that are inadvertently dressed up as Beavis and Butthead, and it's hysterical. And apparently they didn't tell anybody, like the other comedian who was pretending to be the host, the interviewer, they didn't tell her. And when she turns around and sees Ryan Gosling dressed up as Beavis, she loses it. And Kenan Thompson is brilliant in these roles. He was brilliant in this. He's legit like the funniest dude. He's the glue of the show, like Phil Hartman used to be before his wife offed him. And anyway, that was a funny skit. And then there was a skit, this country song that Chris Stapleton was in. And you know how usually like modern country songs with chicks, they talk about like key in your car and, you know, like what's her face, Carrie Underwood, and what drove whatever in his leather seats. Anyway, so they made fun of that, but with the twist. So it was like, okay, here's your scorned ex-girlfriend talking about all the ways she's going to get you back. But what if she were a psycho? And there was one part where she was, I mean, it didn't even rhyme. She stopped rhyming at any point. She was just singing along like how she would change the dude's shoes out for a half size larger over the week. So he thought he was shrinking. Like she did all these torture tactics on him. It was hysterical. And then they had, what do they call it, Kane, when they have like another artist come in and they do their thing. And it was her CIA rapper brother who came in. What was a collab? I don't know.
I don't know. Hype man? I don't know.
Yeah. And so then I started thinking. I told you all this to build up for one question. Maybe it's just me. I started thinking based on that skit. Remember reading about the communist East Berlin, West and East Germany, right? And how the commies developed the Stasi. And they used to do all kinds of like mind jobs on people, right? Like crazy stuff, like weird stuff like you would see Amelie do in that movie to the people that wronged that dude selling fruit down there in the street. And they'd mess with you and push you to the point of breaking, right? And some say, oh, yeah, CIA uses those tactics. Do you ever just have like a minor inconvenience occur to you and then you go, that damn CIA? Do you ever think that? Kane, do you ever think that?
More often than I'd like to admit publicly.
I mean, like if you're, I gave you an example. It's just the first thing that popped in my head. You know, like, what if you try to, well, first, what if you try to open your phone and you need to get it? This is why fingerprint guns are stupid. And you need to, like, face recognition, all that stuff. And you're like, phone, recognize me. And it doesn't. And then it's like, put in your passcode, which you don't have time to do. I'm just like, you damn CIA. Or, like, if you're wearing, like, a cardigan or something and you walk past a door and it catches on the doorknob, which is really annoying. People, are you just like, damn CIA? Or when you're trying to tear the pressing seal off the box and it doesn't tear because someone did it wrong and messed up the blade on the side of the box.
I feel that one.
Right, it was there. The CIA that did it. They snuck in your house and messed up the pressing seal box at night.
I feel that one.
Anybody else think this? Yeah. I'm somewhat joking on some of these, but for real, some of it I'm like, you know what? If I wanted to mess with me, I would do this. Right. Anybody else think that? Yeah. Maybe just me.
Every time my computer crashes, I'm like, oh.
Oh, my gosh. At least once a day. Oh, like, if yeah. Google freezes up, we're like, exactly. CIA. Just, right? Steve, do you ever? Steve is too happy. Steve is literally, like, the happiest, go-luckiest person.
To you guys.
No, I think I think you lie and try to be tough. I'm like, I swear, I get in a bad mood.
Negativity is contagious. We just have to stay positive out here.
Oh, that's my right. Gosh. See? Do you hear him?
That's right. I support
that. He's literally a living inspirational poster.
That's right. I support
He's that kitten. Hang on. No, do you ever do that, Steve? Are you ever? Because you're in D.C. where they can get you.
I don't know if I blame the CIA, but I blame other people.
What does that mean?
Can we say what you said on break? Can we say what you said on break?
What did I say on break?
You said that you blame kids.
Oh, I blame kids for everything. I hate kids. I can't wait to have kids, but like right now.
What?
Oh, wow.
He's like, I'm the happiest person. I mean, I hate kids. I love them. I can't wait to have them.
Well,
but
have
you know,
seen kids lately? I don't blame them.
Well, the ones that are not minded, like, you know,
right.
Some of them, I mean, you spare the rod, spoil the child. My friend said, like, with the protesters on the bridge, you know, you spare the baton, you spoil the protester, you know, kind of the same thing. So you blame other people.
It's like what Cain says. He says not all old people are. Well, I like to say, like,
yeah,
just replace that
old
with
people aren't innocent.
Right. Just replace that with children for my.
Look at you, both of you, see? Hating on segments of the population. Well, I'm just blaming
extremes.
The CIA.
Yeah, both extremes of the population.
There you go. Oh.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.